请各位能够闭目双手合握低头默祷。
So let us bow our heads, clasp our hands, and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Dear Heavenly Father.
你是我们人类的创造主。
You are the Creator.
你是我们生命的救赎主。
You are the Savior of our lives.
也是末后我们所要面对的审判主。
And you are also the judge whom we shall face in the last day.
你创造我们每一个人的生命。
And you have given us, each one of us, our very lives.
将我们放在你所预备妥当的这个世界。
And have placed us in the world that you have saw fit.
那是因为我们始祖的犯罪。
But because of the transgressions of our forefathers.
使得罪进入这个世界。
And sin entered the world.
使我们的生命变得不再美好。
The result of which was that our lives were no longer perfect in your eyes.
我们因为罪而必须离开你的面。
Because of sin, we had to depart from your face.
于是就失去了平安。
And we have lost the peace that we once had.
进入了劳苦愁烦的一生。
And have entered ourselves into a life of toil and worries.
我们期待能够透过我们的努力使生活变得更好。
And we always use our own methods to try and improve our lives.
我们试图去建立我们生命的意义。
We try to establish meaning for our lives.
但是在这个世界里，我们徒劳无功。
But in this world, we cannot find it.
直到你用你的生命来将我们赎回。
Until you came and redeemed us with your own life.
用你的宝血将我们的罪洗净。
You have cleansed us through your precious blood.
使我们的生命重新变得与你和好。
So that our lives can once again be reconciled to you.
我们也就找到了存在的价值。
And thus we have found the purpose and the meaning of our lives.
从此我们有一个更美的盼望能够去追求。
And from then on, we have a better hope to pursue for.
我们也有了真正的力量能够去活着。
And we also gain the true strength that we need in order to live.
感谢你赏赐给我们这条生命的道路。
We thank you for blessing us with this path of life.
也感谢你给我们这个关于人生真相的智慧。
And we also thank you for the wisdom that you have bestowed us regarding the truth of human life.
这个得救的智慧就在你所赐给我们的圣经里。
That is the wisdom of salvation which is given to us through the Bible.
而这个能够得救的门路就在你所建立的真耶稣教会。
And this path of salvation is here in the true Jesus Church which you have established.
感谢你带领今天许多朋友的脚步来到你的家。
And we thank you for guiding the footsteps of our friends to come before you this evening.
求你能够赏赐我们平静的心来领受你的话语。
We pray that you give us a peaceful and tranquil heart toListen to your words.
也用你的圣灵来感动我们的心。
And that your Holy Spirit can move within us.
使我们能够再次去思想生命的意义。
Allowing us to ponder once again what is the meaning of our life.
也去思想到底如何能够得到这个永生的道路。
And to once again ponder how we ought to pursue for this path that leads to salvation.
恳求你的圣灵同在。
We ask that your Holy Spirit abides with us.
使我们今天的布道会能够放在你的手中。
And we hand over this evening's evangelistic service into your hands.
愿你的荣耀颂赞都归于你的名。
May all glory and praise be unto your name.
平安归于在座的各位。
And peace be with all present this evening.
Amen.
Amen.
各位亲爱的慕道朋友、弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters, and friends and relatives.
感谢主，让我们能够一起聚集来追求关于生命的事情。
We thank God that this evening we have gathered to study matters concerning our life.
小妹现在奉主耶稣圣名来证道。
And in the name of Jesus, I begin my sermon.
我们在这个世界上都很聪明，很有智慧。
In this world, we are blessed with a lot of wisdom and knowledge.
我们都学习要怎么样去管理风险。
We learn how to manage our risks.
我们也会去计算怎么样可以得到比较多的利润。
And we use our wits to calculate how we can earn more profit.
或者要怎么做比较有胜算。
Or how to have a better chance of victory.
那我们这个目的就是要使我们投入的这一些成本能够得到最大的回报。
And the ultimate goal is that our input, our investment, and our sacrifice can have the...biggest return possible.
比如说我们投入的金钱或是时间。
For example, we can invest money or time into something.
甚至呢，我们投入了我们的健康、我们的家庭、我们的青春。
We can also invest our health, our family, even our youth, into something or matter.
我们投入这么多的成本，我们就是期待这一切能够值得。
And whatever we invest in, and we invest in so much of what we have, it is for the purpose that we hope to reap an even more return.
就是希望能够值得，这就是我们的题目。
And so we hope it is all worth it, and this is our topic for this evening.
主耶稣他曾经说过两个比喻。
Jesus once spoke of two parables.
让我们这些很懂得用理性来计算的人来想一想关于生命的投资。
For us who are very logical about how we whether or not what is worthwhile of our investment.
在路加福音的14:28-32。
In Luke chapter 14, verse 28-34.
在这边主耶稣他说有人他在盖房子。
So here, Jesus spoke of a person who is building a house.
这个人他一定会仔细的计算他需要多少的材料。
And of course, this person would calculate how much material he needs.
那要花多少的成本。
How much cost he will need to put in or sink into this project.
我们现在也会就是要控制好这个预算，那万一超过了，我们就不会动工会先把它计算好了才开始动。
And so for us today, it is the same. Nobody will build a house.Or a building without first calculating how much it's going to cost and how much investment we need to put into it.
那如果有一个人他在盖房子的时候没先算清楚就开始动工，盖到一半发现不够钱，那就会被笑话。
Because if a person does not first calculate whether or not he has enough material resources and money to build, and halfway through he runs out of funds, he would be a laughingstock.
那另一个比喻呢，是有一个王，他要面临他的敌人攻击。
And another parable that Jesus spoke of here is that there is a king. He is to go out to make war against another.
那他也会先算清楚，到底我的兵力足不足以去跟对方打仗。
But he, before he goes out, he needs to first sit down and consider whether he has enough force and manpower to fight the opposition.
如果自己根本就打不赢，那还主动去打仗吗？
If by his calculation he has no chance of victory, would he send out his army to war?
他可能就会选择用另外一种方法，用谈判的，那就不要打仗了。
He would probably consider other methods, perhaps negotiation, in order to avoid the war.
所以我们都很聪明的会先去计算清楚，到底我这么做值不值得，才付出行动。
And so we are all very intelligent in terms of our daily dealings. We assess whether or not it is worth our time and effort before we actually proceed to perform a task.
那关于生命的事，我们是不是更应该去计算值不值得？
But what about our lives?Matters that concerning that are concerning our lives, we should even more so consider whether or not we are making the right investments.
所以主耶稣在这两个比喻的最后，他说的一个结论。
And so after these two parables, Jesus concluded by saying,
他说这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
Verse 33, so likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
做主的门徒就能够得到真正的生命。
And so, if we want to receive the true life, we need to become the disciple of the Lord.
但是这个要用撇下一切所有的来交换。
But the criteria of becoming the Lord's disciple is that one needs to forsake all that he has.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，关于生命的投资，它是要用一切，值得用一切来交换的。
And so Jesus teaches us here that concerning the investment into our life, it is the value is worth all that we have.
那在我们的这个世界上
，and in this world，
关于生命的投资，我们确实都用很多方法下很重的成本在做。
I believe a lot of us invest a lot into our lives。
比如说，我们会努力的来延长生命。
For example, many of us use different methods to try to prolong our life.
所以关于抢救生命或者是延长生命的这些医药费其实是很惊人的。
And so a lot of medical resources and money is put into prolonging people's life or trying to save people's lives.
那在生活上我们也花很多的用很多的方法想要去节省更多时间。
And in life, we also try many different methods to try and give ourselves more time.
为的是要把一些不是那么重要的事情用的时间节省下来，投注在我们觉得更有意义、更有价值的事上。
We try to save time from doing things that are less important in order for us to invest those time into things that we consider are more important.
所以我们可能就会节省和某些人相处的时间，或者是做家事的时间，我们去得到其他我们想要的。
For example, we might try to cut down on times we spend on certain individuals, or time we spend doing housework, for example, and spend it on other things that we feel are more worthwhile.
什么是我们可能觉得比较有价值的事情呢？
Things that we consider are more valuable or more meaningful.
就是比如得到更好的学业成就。
For example, putting time into studies so that we have a better achievement.
或是建立更有名、更赚钱的事业。
To put our time into building a better, a more well-known and more profitable business.
或是过更高品质的生活。
Or to invest our time so that we can live a higher standard of living.
或是得到令人羡慕的去维持一个令人羡慕的身材、外表、穿着。
We might also invest our time into building up a better physique so that we can have a better appearance, we can look better while we wear our clothes.
问题是这一些我们觉得是比较有价值的事情真的那么有价值吗？
But the problem is the things that we consider to be of more value right now, are they actually worthwhile? Are they actually of value?
真的值得我们用一生来交换吗？
Are they really worth exchanging for with our life?
那这也是《浮士德》这本书它所提出的疑问。
And this is also a question that is quoted here in this book.
Faust.
By Faust.
那现在让我们来思考一下。这些我们以为有价值的事物，它的本质。
And so now, let us consider the things that we thought are more valuable, what their true nature are.
我们刚才所提到的，不管是这些成就，或者是我们所享受的生活品质，还有我们的外在这些事情呢？
So these things that I have just mentioned, for example, our standard of living, our appearance,
它其实是会朽坏的。
These things are corruptible.
在马太福音第六章，主耶稣他有说到。
In Matthew chapter 8, Jesus said.
第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
在那边主耶稣说，这些地上的人觉得很珍贵、很重要的东西。
Here Jesus said that the things that the people of the world consider to be precious, consider to be valuable,
其实是会被虫咬。
These, in fact, are corruptible. They can be eaten by worms.
那也会被贼挖窟窿把它偷走。
They can be stolen by thieves who break in and steal.
那甚至在今天也可能被电脑病毒攻击，就通通就没有了。
And also today we may have virtual digital assets that can be stolen by computer viruses.
那或者它也会因为失去新鲜感，然后渐渐就被忘记了。
Or perhaps they can lose their novelty and are gradually forgotten by us and by people.
所以这一些成就也好，物质的东西也好，它是会朽坏的。
And so, be it our accomplishments or our physical possessions, these are all corruptible things.
另一方面呢，它也是会玷污的。
And on the other hand, they also corrupt.
就是说它 会变脏的。
Or they also can be defiled.
比如说这个房子我们觉得它刚盖好非常的华丽。
For example, when we first build a new house, we feel that it is very luxurious.
但是呢如果放着没有去打扫它也会变脏。
But if we leave it for a long time without cleaning it, it will become dirty.
那过个二十年，它也开始就会有虫来住。
And after 20 years, there will be bugs living in it.
那我们可能现在很有名。
Or perhaps right now, we may gain fame.
但是呢，有名的人也会因为他的人格被发现什么瑕疵，那他的那一些 那些令人称羡的也全部都被否定。
But even for celebrities, often their shortcomings in their characters are exposed, and all their previous achievements are then considered worthless by people.
所以这一些我们觉得很有价值的东西，它其实是会被玷污的。
And so all these things that we currently consider valuable, they are corruptible and they are defilable.
那另一方面呢，它也是会衰残的。
And furthermore, it also grows weak.
比如说，现在身材很好，长得很漂亮。
For example, right now, you may be young, you may be beautiful and have a great figure.
但是呢，随着年华老去，这些也都会渐渐变形。
But as you grow old, all of these will fade away and become weak.
那现在很有权力。
You may have a lot of power now.
但是呢，一代会兴起，那过去的那一代会被取代。
But generation will come after you, and you will be replaced.
在圣经里的但以理书
In the Bible, in the book of Daniel,
在第二章的36到44节
Daniel chapter 2, verse 36 to verse 44.
这边记录了有一个但这个巴比伦的一个王
And so here it talks about a Babylonian king.
那是历史上真实存在的王，他叫尼布甲尼撒王。
And he is a historical figure by the name of King Nebuchadnezzar.
这边记录了这个王，他曾经非常自豪啊，在那里欣赏他所建立的王国。
And this king once surveyed his kingdom with pride.
但是呢，神让他在一个梦里知道一件事情。
But God allowed him to understand something in his dreams.
他梦见了一个很大的像。
He dreamt of a great image.
那这个像的头是金的。
And the head of this image or this idol was gold.
他的胸是银的。
And his chest was silver.
他的肚子是铜的。
And his midsection was made of copper.
那腿是铁的。
And his leg was made of iron.
铁啊，这个脚的，哎呦，这个脚掌是半铁半泥的。
And the feet was half clay and half metal, half iron.
那后来有一个很大的石头，越来越大。然后就把这一个像给击碎了。
And later on, a great rock came and and smashed this image.
那这个碎呢，是碎的像糠皮一样那么粉碎。
And it was utterly destroyed into dust.
最后，这一个石头越来越大，越来越大，大的充满天下。
And it covered mountains and filled the whole earth.
这个梦是要告诉尼布甲尼撒王什么事情呢？
And so what did this dream tell King Nebuchadnezzar?
这个梦也是要告诉所有的世人的。
It is the same message for all mankind.
那这个头呢？其实那个时代还没有看到历史的后面哦。
So this happened as a prefiguration of what is to come in history that they have not yet seen.
但是在尼布甲尼撒王的时代，神就把后面整个人类历史所要发生的事告诉他。
But during the time of King Nebuchadnezzar, God had already revealed what is to happen later on in human history to him.
因为神是超越历史的。
Because God transcends time and He is the holder and ruler of time.
他知道过去、现在与未来。
He knows the past, the present, and the future.
那一切的国度、权势也都是在神手中。
And all kingdom and authority are in His hands.
所以神告诉尼布甲尼撒说，这个头是你，就是现在的巴比伦。
And so God revealed to King Nebuchadnezzar that this golden head is you. It is the kingdom of Babylon.
现在是非常的强盛，令人称羡的。
That it is very strong, it is victorious, and it is envied by others.
就是现在。
But it is now.
后来你就要被取代了。
But you will be replaced one day.
你就会被这个银的胸，也就是波斯帝国所取代。
You will be replaced by the silver breast, which is the kingdom of Persia.
到那个时候，波斯就变成令人称羡的。
And by that time, Persia will replace you as the kingdom and the nation that others look towards.
那巴比伦呢？也就已经被遗忘了。
And what about Babylon? It will be forgotten.
但是波斯也不会持续到永久。
But even Persia will not last forever.
那到后来就被铜的肚子，就是希腊所取代。
It was later on replaced by the midsection that was made of bronze, which was Greece.
但是呢，希腊也不会持续到永久，它后来就被这个铁的腿，就是罗马帝国所取代。
But even the Greek Empire would not last forever. It would later be replaced by the legs of iron, which is the Roman Empire.
那罗马后来又分裂，变成东罗马、西罗马帝国。
And the Roman Empire would then be split into the Eastern and Western Roman Empire.
那这就是那个半铁半泥的脚。
And this was the feet that was made with both clay and silver.
那这个半铁半泥的脚，它也持续到永久吗？
Iron and clay, and this feet of iron and clay last for eternity?
没有。
It did not.
后来有一个石头将这一切的像都打碎。
Because a stone came and struck and destroyed this image.
那这个石头就是真神的国度。
And this stone is the kingdom of God.
这个国度要将人类一切的权势、一切的荣耀都打碎。
This stone, this kingdom of God, will destroy all the nations that are built by the hands of man.
而这个国度将越来越大，越来越大，
And this stone will
直存到永远。
Will become great. It will become a great mountain and fill the whole earth.
它的存在是到永久的。
And it will last for eternity.
所以从神给尼布甲尼撒，也给我们所看见的这个意象。
And so from the vision that God has shown King Nebuchadnezzar and also has shown us,
让我们知道一切的我们所追求的权利也好，
It tells us that no matter what we pursue for, be it power,
或者说影响力也好，
be it influence,
那我们会发现都会被取代的。
We will all be replaced.
新的人、新的观念都会不断崛起的。
By new people and new ideas.
所以有什么是值得我们用一生去交换的呢？
And so, therefore, is there anything that is truly worth for us to exchange with our whole life?
我们再看彼得后书的第三章。
Let us continue to read 2 Peter chapter 3.
在彼得后书第三章这里告诉我们一个人生的真相。
Here in 2 Peter chapter 3, here it reveals to us a truth concerning human life.
第十节到十三节。
From verse 10 to verse 13.
请读。
Verse 10. Verse 10, but The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Verse 11. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what matters of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
这边告诉我们，有一天这个世界将会销毁。
Here it tells us that one day, this heaven and earth will be destroyed.
我们不知道是哪一天。
We do not know when.
所以他说，像贼一样会来到。
It says that this day will come like a thief.
就是我们没办法预测贼哪一天会来到那样子，神。主耶稣要再来的那一天，我们也不知道是什么时候。
Meaning it is a time that no one can predict, just as a thief comes in the night, so will the day that Christ comes again.
但是可以肯定的是，这一天一定会来到。
But what we can be sure of is that this day will surely arrive.
在那一天，有形质的一切全部都会被烈火消化。
And on that day, everything that is with form will be burned up by fire.
一切我们用目前用我们生命的一切去交换的那一些价值，都会被烈火消化。
Everything that we currently exchange for with our lives will be burnt up by a fierce fire.
那么，有什么是值得我们用一生？去交换的呢?
And if that's the case, what is truly worth us exchanging our life for?
我们可能都有玩过大富翁的游戏。
And perhaps we have all played the board game Monopoly.
在大富翁游戏的时候，我们都会很拼命在那里争夺这个卡片，那个房子。
And when we play the game Monopoly, we would use our wits to try and gain as much land, as much houses and hotels as possible.
我们会真的很认真，很投入啊。
And we would devote ourselves for this cause.
得到了什么，就会真的很高兴。
And if we gain what we wanted, we would be overjoyed.
那我们如果错失了哪一个投资的机会，我们也会很懊恼。
And we will also be regretful of all the opportunities of investment that we may have missed.
但是当游戏结束的时候
，But when the game ends，
我们把这些东西都收一收。
We pack away everything.
那这些纸、这些卡片啊，这个房子啊，你要给你啊，没关系啊。
And all these cardboards, all these plastic houses, anybody, if you want them, you can have them. It is of no value to anybody after the game.
那或者收一收，就把它放到抽屉里，没有关系，这就丢在那里，没有价值了。
We would pack away the board game back into its box, put it, stow it away on the shelf, and it becomes meaningless.
我们会不会再对那一张卡片、那一栋房子还牵挂在那里呢
？Would one still have longing for a card or a particular house？
我们还会觉得那个是很重要的一回事吗
？Would we still consider any of this to be things that are important？
我们还会为那一些东西去付出我们真实的生命吗？为他牺牲我们的生命吗
？Will we continue to devote our lives or even sacrifice our life for them？
应该不会。
I don't believe anybody will。
那为什么会这样
？So why does such a phenomena occur？
因为我们知道那个是暂时的。
Because we know that it is only temporary。
那个是会结束的。
We know that it will come to an end。
而且我们会觉得那个是假的。
And we know that it is not real.
当我们离开那个游戏之后所过的这个生活才是真的。
That once we depart from the game, the life that we live is the reality.
同样的。
And similarly.
现在所存在的这一个在世上的生活。
The life that we live now in this world.
它也是暂时的。
It is also temporary.
它也是会结束的。
It will also come to an end one day.
当这个在地上的生活结束，我们要回到神的面前，那才是真实生命的时候。
And when life in this world ends and we return before the Lord, that is when our true life begins.
所以当有一个诗人他在描述他现在很痛苦的时候，
So there was a poet once when he tried to describe his pain.
他后来就想，其实现在这个是暂时的。
And he thought to himself that all this is temporary.
在诗篇的73篇的20节。
And so this is in Psalms chapter
73篇。
Psalm 73 verse 20, as a dream when one awakes, so, Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image.
对现在来说。
And so for us today.
这个大富翁就像一场梦。
Playing Monopoly is like a dream.
大富翁结束，梦就醒了，回到日常生活。
When the game is over, you awake from the dream and you return to the reality of your daily life.
在主来的那时候。
And similarly, when the Lord comes again.
现在在地上的生活就像一场梦，梦醒了。见主的时候，那是我们醒来的开始。
The life that we live now in this world will also be a dream.And the moment that we meet the Lord, that is when we awake.
到那时，我们再回来看这个在地上的一生，就像在梦里一样。
And by that time, when we look back on this life, we will feel that we have been dreaming.
一切都是可以轻看的。
That every material thing is of little value.
所以痛苦也好，或者是成就也好。
So be it pain or be it accomplishments.
那些都是不会再被当作一回事的。
It will all be considered worthless.
所以这个诗人他就觉得可以放下了。
And so this Psalter believes that all these things we can let go of.
那今天我们很努力的用我们生命的这一切来交换的事情。
And today, for all the things that we fervently devote our lives and exchange our lives for,
它是否值得？
We need to ask ourselves whether or not they are worthwhile.
在被这个世界被烈火消化之后，这些还能存留吗？
That when this world is burnt up in a fierce fire, will any of these things still remain?
那有没有什么是还会存留的呢？
Are there anything that we can leave behind?
我们请看彼得前书的第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章三到四节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to verse 4 verse 3.Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has given us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这边讲到的有一个天上的基业会存留。
And so here it tells us that there is an inheritance for us in heaven that will be reserved for us.
它是不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残的。
It is incorruptible, it is undefiled, and it does not fade away.
它是永存在天的。
It is everlasting, and it is heavenly.
有一个在台湾的茶山教会的一个庄敬弟兄。
And there is a brother Zhuang in Cha San Church in Taiwan.
那他是一个连轮椅都不能坐，从16岁就因为车祸而瘫痪的一个弟兄。
At the age of 16, he had a car accident. He had a motor vehicle accident, and he was paralyzed so much so that he cannot even be mobile on a wheelchair.
他写了一首诗。
And he wrote a poem.
在这个写诗的时候呢，他二十八岁。
And he wrote a poem at the age of 28.
那时候他已经瘫痪卧床十二年了。
And at that time, he has been bedridden as a paralyzed person for 12 years.
那我们想想看，如果发生在我们身上，我们成为这样连坐轮椅去哪里看看都不能够的一个人的话。
And we can imagine for ourselves, if we have become a person who is immobile, we can't even get on a wheelchair to go see anything anywhere.
那我们会觉得还有什么可以盼望，还有什么可以让我们想要追求的吗？
Will we still have any hope? Will we still have anything that we feel is worthy for our pursuit?
那我来念一下庄弟兄所写的诗。
And I will now read the poem that Brother Zhuang has written.
是谁望着窗外，看见阳光照亮整片大地？
Who looked out the window to see the sunlight shining on the entire land?
仿佛神的荣光照亮了生命的冠冕一样美丽。
As if the glory of God is shining on all life, giving it beauty.
似乎悲痛，却充满恩典。
Although there is sadness, but within there is also grace.
似乎贫穷，却心灵富足。
And although it appears, one may appear to be in poverty, but he is rich in his heart.
似乎一无所有，却样样都有。
So it may appear that one has nothing, but one has everything.
或许在别人眼里，我是一个可怜的人。
Although in others' eyes, I may be somebody of pity.
但我并不可怜。
But I am not pitiful.
因为信仰使我能够活在主的慈爱怜悯中。
Because my faith has allowed me to live in the love of the Lord.
接受他的救恩，将我与罪恶隔绝。
I have accepted his salvation, and I have been separated from evil.
世界上有许多人还未认识主耶稣。
And there are many in this world who have yet come to know the Lord.
他们外表看似自由，但心里却是被罪恶捆绑。
And although they may seem free in their outer appearance, but within they are under the bondage of sin.
然后把生命投资在这世界，最后换来的却是短暂的成就。
They invest their life in exchange for temporary accomplishments.
我要学习如何用主的眼光和角度看每件事。
I will learn to see all things and all matters through the eyes of the Lord.
把我的生命投资在天国。
And invest my life in the heavenly kingdom.
最后得到的就是天上的基业。
And my reward will be an inheritance in heaven.
灵修是我的工作。
Spiritual cultivation is my work.
天国就是我的事业。
And the kingdom of heaven is my reward and my inheritance.
这个是一个我们觉得很不自由的人所写的。
And this was a poem written by someone we may consider to have no freedom.
但他却说出了一个真相，就是其实心灵被罪所捆绑才是真正的不自由。
But he revealed a reality, and that is true bondage is bondage from sin.
那真正的价值是在于那个永存天上的基业。
And true value only lies in our heavenly inheritance.
而那个是他每天 都正在努力追求的。
And that is something that he strives towards for, and strives for every day.
为什么庄敬弟兄他可以很有把握的知道他所做的这个付出是有价值的呢？
And why was Brother Zhuang so confident that his efforts and what he has invested in is truly of value?
而且也不只是他，今天在真耶稣教会里的我们也都非常的肯定。
And the reality it is not is that it is not only him, but all of our brothers and sisters in True Jesus Church today have the same confidence.
如果没有一个很明确的凭据，其实我们可能就是诈骗集团，就是只是用随便说说就要说服你相信。
If there is no proof, if there is no sign of any of this, then perhaps we can be labeled as scammers.
我们一起来看约翰福音的三章三十三节。
But let us read the Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 33. Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 33. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true.
主耶稣他让我们能够确定神是真的。
Jesus has given us a testimony that God is true.
就是用圣灵来为我们盖上印。
That is, he has sealed us with his Holy Spirit.
因为在这个三十四节就有讲到
，In verse 34,
赐圣灵。
It continues to say how God has given us the Holy Spirit.
借着我们得圣灵这个摸得到、体验得到的一个表征。
Through the receiving of the Holy Spirit, something that we can experience, something that we can touch.
我们每一个人可以非常直接的去体验到神真的存在。
It is a sign, and it allows every one of us to personally experience the true existence of God.
而且不只是神存在。
And that not only does God truly exist.
神所要应许给我们的那个天国也是真实的存在。
But the heavenly kingdom that God has promised us is also true.
请看约翰以弗所书的第一章十四节。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14.
从十三节到十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 to verse 14. Verse 13, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory?
这里说到，如果我们听见的是真理的福音。
And so here it says that if we have truly heard the word of truth,
那我们就可以去祈求那个应许的圣灵。
And we can pray and ask for the promised Holy Spirit.
而这个应许的圣灵就要来印证天国基业的存在。
And this promised Holy Spirit will guarantee to us the inheritance of our heavenly kingdom.
在真耶稣教会，我们可以很清楚地看见圣灵的同在。
And in the True Jesus Church, we can evidently see the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
大部分的弟兄姐妹，甚至慕道朋友，都求到了圣灵。
Most of our brothers and sisters, and even our truth-seeking friends, have received the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus has promised that all who seek or who thirst for His Spirit to receive it.
当我们领受到圣灵的时候,
and when we receive the Holy Spirit,
我们的舌头会跳动。
Our tongue will begin to flutter.
这是一个让我们可以感受到的一个不是我们自己做出来的一个现象。
And it happens without our own accord, so it is not something that we try to do.
也不是我们学习来的。
And it is not something that we learn.
而是神的灵来感动我们，让我们。就自然地说出这个天国的话来。
But rather, the Spirit of God is personally moving us so that we are speaking the language of heaven.
当我们领受圣灵的时候，心中会非常的平安喜乐。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, our heart will be filled with joy.
甚至觉得好像见到了许久没有见到的父亲。
As if we are meeting once again the Father whom we have been separated from for a long time.
而当我们领受圣灵的时候，我们就能够确信真神存在。
And the moment we receive the Holy Spirit, we will come to the firm belief of the existence of our true God.
而且也确信神所说的那个天国真的存在。
We also be confident of the kingdom of heaven which God has promised us.
亲爱的朋友，你是否确信你所追求的那一切值得用一生来交换？
Dear friends, are you confident that what you pursue for today is worthy of exchanging your life with?
他有没有任何的证明让你相信他值得，而且他能够存在到永久呢？
Does it have any sign or proof to you, showing you that its existence will be with you forever?
是否愿意打开心门来祈求圣灵？
Are you open to praying for the Holy Spirit with us?
来验证真神的存在以及天国的可信呢？
To test the existence of God and the believability of the heavenly kingdom.
愿神能够继续引领我们每一个人找到那个永存的基业，永远的荣耀。
We ask that God guide us, each and every one of us, so that we can continue to pursue for and find our inheritance of the heavenly kingdom and an everlasting glory.
Amen.
Amen.